Blog Talk Radio.
Good Sunday morning. You're listening to the I Love Politics show. And I'm your host, B. Fez. You can follow me right here at blogtalkradio.com/BEES1. I'm also on Twitter at B says politics. I love politics, praise, and I do productivity. I believe that these are the three things that we need to have on our plates daily to find success in our life. It works. It's worked for me. I believe that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. I believe that God wants man to prosper. I believe God sent his son Jesus so that we may have life and that we might have it more abundantly. I believe the tools to abundance is love, faith, prayer, and works. I believe if we change ourselves, that we can change those around us. I believe that's how change begins. I talked a lot about love on my last show. I'm going to talk a lot about faith today. Faith, as in Christianity, without work is dead. That's scripture. We walk by faith, not by sight. That's scripture. These are parables. Not only are these scriptures, but these are parables, tools for us to use to blaze the pathways in our life. We have faith every time we get in a vehicle and crank it to start. When we travel across the country and expecting that road to be there. When we turn on our headlights in the dark, knowing that it's going to get us so many feet ahead and without the headlight, we can't move even an inch barely because we won't have an idea where we're going. We have faith that that headlight and that block we can travel and that next block that we travel is going to get us to where we're going, whether it be coast to coast or whether it's down the street. We have faith that where we're going, that destination, we will arrive because we're going to do everything that it takes for us to arrive there whole in one piece. And that is the way we are to live our lives as Christians, having faith. And faith without work is dead. You cannot get from New York to California unless you do the work, whatever means it is that it takes to get there. You must do the work. If you sit in California and want to get to New York and do not move, but say, I'm going to be in New York come summer, and you're not doing anything at all, but you say, I just believe that. I just believe that's going to happen. You can have the faith, and you must have the faith, and you must walk by faith, but you must do the work so that you can arrive at your destination. And the tools that it takes for us to be able to arrive at these various destinations of prosperity is love, faith, prayer, and works. These are the things that's in our hands, and these are the things that makes a difference. And when we do not have love and faith and prayer and works on our daily agendas, you can be sure we will not reach the destinations of abundance that we seek. Even when there are people who are not God-like who reach these destinations, they too know that once they have a plan, that they must work to put that plan in action to see results. They know that. The difference is Christians put their faith in God. That's the difference. It's there for everyone. Our faith is evidence in our works. You cannot claim prosperity. You cannot claim that things are going to get better and you're not doing anything yourself to make it better. There's something that you must contribute. Faith alone will not get it. Faith is the good works that you have to do. You have you. The evidence of faith shows in your work. But if you sit and you rock and you rock and you rock, unless your goal is X number of rocks in that chair, then you're not getting anywhere unless you get up out that chair and put your faith to work. You work to see your faith become reality. This is life. This is what God planned for us. Admonished to do the works of God. Christians come to Christianity willingly. Christians serve willingly. Christians are to live their lives being a blessing to others. Christians do not set up obstacles for others. Christians create pathways for others to follow to eternal life and pathways for others to follow so that here on earth they can have life more abundantly. This is what Christians do for one another. Love one another because God said to love one another. And Christians love first out of faith that love is the way, because Christians have faith that God has laid down the pathway for us. And we have faith that God knows. And so we love one another because God said so. And we love out of faith. And our love is shown in our actions toward our fellow men. And I don't care who it is or what they say about they love God or they love you. And anything in between. Where a person works are their lives, their faith, and their lives, their heart. Christian's heart is not in helping others. Then, yes, question that Christian. A Christian's faith begins by learning God's word. And then a Christian faith grows by leaning on God's word and doing the required works to accomplish outcomes and to reap rewards that pleases the God that you serve. Pleasing God, you're not serving the God of faith. The faith of the people in our nation is displayed in our love for one another. And there's a lot of people in America today that's not loving their fellow men. And we can see that there's a void when it comes to love. But say about one another, by the things that people do to one another, by the things that people don't do for themselves, by the things that people don't do for others. If you love God and you have faith, you do the works to see your faith become reality. And if you have faith and you do no work, then your faith is dead. Love. And the courage to continue depends on prayer. And so when we put these together, love, faith, prayer, and works, there's nothing that we cannot do as an individual, collectively as a family, and collectively as the family of God. The faith of the people of this nation is displayed in our love for one another. And if you are not seeing love coming to you from a brethren, or if you're not sending out love from you to a brethren, that God do not hear you when you call on him. You cannot love God, whom you've never seen, and write up programs to take away things that your brother need in this country. Talking about the politicians. Politicians can pass laws to make America better. But because they don't love their fellow men, they refuse to do it. CEOs can hire people to make this country better. But because they don't love their fellow men, they decide to reap the rewards that they receive financially and take those rewards, which is money, and grow that money and stash that money in barns and build bigger barns to hold that money. Who allowed to happen to them? Those people, too, are not doing God's will. Because nowhere in the Bible does God say that the man with the most money shall rule this earth. God says the love of money is the root of all evil. And so, when the masses allow money to control their life together and in faith and in works and in love and in prayer, making life better for yourself, for your children, for your community, when you are not doing that, you are not doing God's will. And on today, this Sunday morning, across the nation, people have traveled to pray together. But the works of their faith is not showing in this country in the magnitude to which it should. When you have people dying for lack of food in a country that say they love the Lord, something is wrong. When you have a country where people are dying from illnesses, in a country where people say they love the Lord, something is wrong. Where people live according to their bank accounts and die according to no bank account. That's not faith. That's not love. That's not prayer. That's not doing the works. So you see, whichever end of that coin you own, you must show love, you must have faith, and God requires that we do the work that we can do. And God does not hold us responsible when we cannot do what our brethren can do. But he holds us responsible when we did not do all we can do. And he did not say, just believe in me and I will give you the desires of your heart. He said, ask, seek, and knock. That means you have the faith in what God can do for you, but you got to tell him what you want. You got to get out there and look for what you want. And when you find it, you got to be prepared to kick the door in to get it. Because faith comes by hearing. And faith without works is dead. And faith is the substance of things hoped for. Take work to go hand in hand with faith to accomplish a life of eternal life with Jesus Christ and a life of prosperity here on earth, abundance here on earth, and eternal life in heaven. It takes work. Faith alone does not get you to heaven. Faith alone does not get you to prosperity. It takes work to get to heaven, and it takes work to get to prosperity. You must work, and faith without work is dead. You must have love for your fellow man, because there are no perfect people, and we must be able to look past the things that we do wrong toward one another, and we can only do that if we have love for one another. For Jesus came to save this earth, and he looked past our sins and every person's sins, but he looked past the sins of mankind and gave man a way out by binding Satan and saying to us, I have binded Satan, and Satan can do no more in your life than you allow him to do. Now go forward. Teach my word. Assemble yourselves together and work and love one another and do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Oh, and by the way, did I say faith without work is dead? And we walk by faith, not by sight. Love, faith, prayer, and works. These are the armors that Christians have got to put on to move forward as a nation, as a community, as a family, as an individual, and works. You see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. Not by faith only. Your works, James 2 and 24. Hebrews 11 and 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You must come to God by faith. Have faith that you believe in him. And if you do not believe in him, you cannot come to him. Without work is dead. James 2. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Ephesians 2, 8 and 10. Hebrews 11 and 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. James 2 and 26. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead. A body is just a dead body unless there's a live spirit in it. And faith is dead unless you work to see faith become reality. John 3 and 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Faith is the beginning. James 2 and 18. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. If there is no result of the works that you have done in your life, you have not faith. Because in faith, we move forward. In faith, we travel from California to New York. Faith that New York will be there when we arrive. Faith that every road we turn down will lead us to New York. Faith that that road is going to be well lit so we can travel it. Faith that there are going to be places where we can get gasoline if we're driving. Faith that we'll have a place to lodge in the night if we're not going to drive all the way through. We have faith in mankind. And Christians, faith must be in God. To move mountains, to heal our land. And scripture says, the faith of one will send 10,000 angels on the run. So you see, yes, we are a country of over 300 million people. And 300 million people will never, ever think the same way. But out of that 300 million people, when enough believers put their faith to work, we will move mountains and heal this land. And if believers does not begin to do their work, and their work is love, faith, prayer, and works, if they do not do it, then this country will not stand. Because Satan is doing his work every day. Satan does not sleep. He roves through the land day and night, seeking to steal and kill and destroy. But if you have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, Satan is binded in your life. But if you have not faith in Christ, then Satan is free to do his will in your life, in your home, in your community, in your city, your state, and your nation. Without work is dead. A body without a spirit is dead. It's a dead body unless the spirit lives there. So what is it that you seek this Sunday morning? Because you know poverty in America is rapid. One in every six people are living in poverty. But the richest nation in the world, hold your hand up, America, top 2%. 2% of Americans make this country the richest country in the world. But our people are amongst the poorest people in the world. That's fact. In an industrialized country. I'm not talking about the countries that's not industrialized. So when you claim yourself as being a part of the richest nation in the world, if you are not in that top percent of Americans, you are not amongst the richest. There are countries where working class people are doing a lot better than what working class Americans are doing. And you better learn history, America. And if there's one thing I know about America, America does not know history. And that, I have to hold my hand up. There's a lot about history I don't know. But in certain areas, when it comes to praise, when it comes to politics, and when it comes to productivity, I know a lot about that, about the job market and things of that nature. But there are a lot of things I don't know. And I am bold enough to admit it. But I seek to learn every day of my life. I do the social networking because I learn. I do the social networking because I get important information. I get a good laugh. I get information about foods. I get information, CEOs who are killing us with their food. I never stop learning. And I have faith that my brothers and sisters are bringing me information. But I also go and verify information. Because I mean to move forward as an individual. And when I move forward as an individual, my goal is that a lot of other individuals will move forward also. Some I know, some I don't know. But I have faith in God. I have faith in my fellow men. I know we can do the things that need to be done in this country. And I know that we've got to stop looking and expecting and waiting for someone to do. And I know a lot of people wait on companies to hire. And I know a lot of people wait on their managers to give them a raise. But there, you have leverage in America to get anything that you so choose. You just sit, you watch how things work around you, and you find a place to gain your leverage. And you do it. You do it. You don't wait for somebody to come along and say, I'm going to give everybody that work at Walmart a raise. No, that ain't what you wait for. You get on in there and get your raise. Unbeknownst to your fellow workers. And if everybody take that attitude, then Walmart will say, hold it, wait a minute, I'm going to give everybody a raise because my door is swinging too many times. You see, we have to force actions, guys. And if you're just sitting and waiting, you ain't forcing no action. And that's the way the richest nation in the world want you to be. Complacent with a yellow stripe down your back. Cowardice. Wimps. They want to see fighting each other. Just fight each other. Just devour each other. Just eat each other up. Blacks, you eat up the whites, and the whites, you eat up the Mexicans, and Mexicans, you eat up the Asians, and y'all just eat each other up. And the wealthiest top 2, 4, 5%, most of which are white men, they laughing all the way to their banks overseas where they pay no taxes. And they build in barns, bigger and bigger barns, to store their money that they got from you. Your welfare check, your Social Security check, your unemployment check, your slave wages, your pension, your what else? Whatever kind of money you got. The CEOs is stacking your money overseas. Black Friday was a good day for America because the day after Thanksgiving, Black Lives Matter socked it to the retailers. They ain't talking about it because they know it's too much power to talk about that power. Power is in the hands of we the people. And whatever it is we choose to have, we need to have a cause. We need to work wholeheartedly toward that cause that we have. And there are a lot of causes, and everybody needs to be a part of some type of revolution. Some type of revolution. Mine is a financial revolution that I work toward. And I know it has to come out of jobs or it has to come out of self-employment. And those are the two areas where my revolution is. But there are revolutions going on around this nation. Police brutality, child abuse, gun violence, whatever it is, you find your place and you fight hard and you get money. You either earn money or you make money and you donate money to people who think like you think. And you change through love, faith, prayer, and works. You got to have them all. Join me on Twitter at B Says Politics, or right here at BEES1, right here at Blog Talk Radio. It's not difficult to do the work. It seems to be difficult for people to understand that they have the power. You have the power. God gave it to you. Now walk by faith. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. But you will receive it if you put God first. Love your fellow man. Have the faith. Do the work and pray.